And joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather outlook is AM 580 meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
63 degrees right now in Friends Plaza. The good news is it's going to be dry today. The bad news is more rain is possible over the weekend, especially looks like overnight tonight into the day tomorrow across northern sections of Illinois and Indiana, and then more precipitation possible in scattered variety across the Midwest during the part of next week. The forecast a little wetter for early next week, and some minor timing changes have been made since yesterday, but overall the theme for the next couple weeks has not changed. Frequent rounds of showers and thunderstorms through the next 10 days will maintain favorable environment for aggressive crop development, but late planting will continue to be run rapid, so the farmers that are trying to get their crops in, especially soybean planting, will have a difficult time, as we'll see occasional showers and thunderstorms, which is good for growing, but not so good for finishing up the planting across the Midwest. So fortunately no good news there, but we don't want a big area of high pressure develop across the Midwest either and cut off all precipitation. So we take the good with the bad, I guess. In the Northern Delta, they will receive significant and locally heavy rain during the next few days. This rain will be important for crop development during the remainder of the two-week period, as the drying will begin Sunday and will continue to through at least June 25th. The Southern Delta will not receive nearly as much rain as the Northern will experience net drying for the next couple of weeks. Isolated showers will return June 21st. But these showers will bring only limited relief from dryness to small portions of the region. Crop stress will likely occur soon in the Southern Delta, while Northern Delta crop areas will likely become stressed if rain does not return in late June. The southeastern states will see significant daily shower activity through next week, and nearly all locations will receive rain at one time or another. And soil moisture levels should promote good crop conditions for crop development. Shower activity will decline June 19th to the 25th time period. High temperatures for next week in the Delta and Southeast will be in the 80s and 90s, and lows will be in the 60s and 70s. In Canada, no major changes have occurred to the forecast. The prairie is about done with a cooler air, and much warmer temperatures will evolve the next few days, with extreme highs getting in the 80s and a few lower 90s this weekend, early next week. The heat will occur in the absence of significant rain, which will steadily deplete soil moisture and raise crop stress throughout the western prairie. Areas that do not receive significant rain last weekend will experience worsening conditions, while those areas that did receive rain will find soil conditions drying out rather quickly, restoring the large region of dryness that was present a week or so ago. Relief from the dry and warm weather is possible in the second half of next week when showers and thunderstorms evolve and temperatures trend a little cooler. The precipitation will be extremely important to the driest areas of the western prairie, and if the rain is missed, crop conditions will continue to deteriorate. In the U.S., hard red wheat, no major changes occur during the forecast overnight. Rain and thunderstorms will occur periodically throughout the next couple of weeks. The precipitation will eventually become a concern for some southern crop areas where maturation and harvesting are underway. The wet weather bias is not expected to create major problems until possibly late next week, with some greater rainfall that may occur in the southwestern plains. Dry weather is needed in Texas and Oklahoma to protect grain quality and to perpetuate this year's harvest. Dry weather should return the southern plains in time to protect crops. Temperatures will be trending warmer the next week to 10 days. Highs will be in the return the upper 70s and 80s north and 80s and 90s south next week. Until then, there will be some cooler than usual bias conditions to Nebraska and northeastern Colorado into parts of Kansas today and Friday, which is today. Morning lows will be no cooler than the middle and upper 40s throughout the next couple next 10 days, with many lows in the 50s and 60s. In the U.S. spring wheat belt, limited precipitation and cool temperatures occurred again Wednesday afternoon. Warming in the main theme for the next several days. Not much precipitation of significance is anticipated, and afternoon temperatures will gradually warm from the present cool conditions to more seasonal ranges next week. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Althoff.